Gonzo, get off my piano!
Woohoo! 300 points if I flatten this toadstool!
Hey, that's my whoopee cushion!
Nothing can stop the weirdo warrior!
Wanna bitch?
Hey, come on, Piggy! I was just about to take the throne!
Gonzo, I'm tired of watching you play your stupid Pretendo games all the time!
Say good luck in a while.
All right, everybody, be shooting guns right now. Podcast is starting. Stop firing it at me.
This is really like corralling kindergartners.
Podcast is go, mofos. Put it down. We'll pick them up. We'll play later.
You promise?
I do promise. Who was that talking?
That was Charlie Barrett.
Charlie Barrett. I don't have a sound anymore.
Oh, but that's the only reason I came on, was for that intro.
Really?
Yeah.
If you put it as your ringtone, you can prove that to me right now, then I'll play it.
I can't prove
it. All right. Who do we have sitting next to Chally?
Mike Oroparas, PlayStation editor.
Associate features Patterson, Shane editor.
I like Mega Man.
I don't have a sound effect for that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Sure. Nintendo Elston.
Let me cue up something Mega Man specific.
I want to stab you in the chest.
Okay.
I love that level of Mega Man.
Duckman.
I wish you had a Duckman quote to play right then. Like,
what the hell are you staring at? Right? Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like he was in the room.
Ooh, and I'm Christopher, and this is Talk Raider. Brett, and because you asked me specifically and I didn't play it for you last week.
There's a snake in my boots!
You're welcome.
Oh, what a wacky show we had.
You're welcome. Dude, I cannot believe I didn't have that. I've been trying to find it for months. There's a snake in my boots. Okay, we want to just jump right into it? What do we usually do on this podcast?
Well, real quick before we start, I did want to point out that if anyone's listening via iTunes and doesn't post on our forums, one, you should be. And two, Chris posted a bonus segment, like a piece that was cut out of last week, and we're going to probably start doing that, maybe not every single week, but...
I'm going to try and do it as much as I can.
Like, things that got cut out, things that we cut for time, like...
There's a lot of stuff that we've cut for time. There's two or three things we've cut for content, which I'm going to see about getting up on our site. I may have to link them from elsewhere and do a little voice mask.
Basically, if you're listening at all and not getting in the forum, you really should, because everyone that's in there is highly active, it's very vocal, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
Top seven. Charles.
Charles. Yes.
You wrote a top seven for us
this
week. Stop reading
the internet.
So I did. This week's top seven was the top seven game-changing cheats. What does that even mean, that sound effect?
I don't know. You want another one? Say it again.
The top seven game-changing cheats.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Hope you're happy. Now let's move on.
Okay, basically the premise of this one was I don't use cheats very often, but these are cheats that anybody should want to use because they change the game so completely that you kind of want to play it again or make you want to play a game that you've given up on.
Makes the game a completely different experience playing through. Everybody, show of hands, audio hands, who's used a lot of these cheats or uses cheats in general? Because I don't.
It's later in the list, but the Turok pen and ink mode. I use that a lot.
You're ruining stuff.
I'm not. It's been on the site for a week.
Jump ahead. Hey, hey.
Hey, man. Oh, I better down. Be quiet.
Calm down. I can put this on loop.
I get it.
Baby podcast.
Brett's a baby.
I understand.
Wow, that's what that's been this whole time. Amazing.
You know, I was going to say I might be older than everyone in here, but I'm not. I'm
not.
You are.
I am older than you.
Are you? Are you older than Brett?
By like months. A matter of months.
So you're the second to youngest.
Second to youngest. By months.
Who's the youngest? Michael, who's the youngest?
I'm the youngest, but I don't have Spider-Man toys cluttering my desk.
It's true.
I think I went out on maturity.
But then
Brett may have Spider-Man toys out there, Shane, but you have them in here.
Aww.
That, I can't see that I'm
all I'm going to say is that our boss's boss has Star Wars toys in his office.
He does.
I think he just bought those recently for his new office.
No, he's had them at his desk for years. Anyway.
Wow.
Number 7 was Jedi Outcast, The Dismemberment Code, which made a shitty game I never played slightly interesting.
Well, I thought it was a great game.
It was not a bad game.
A lot of fun. It was fine. I just wanted to say that.
Jesus.
Stirring controversy.
Comes out swinging.
I haven't used a cheat. The last cheat I used was the Sonic 1 debug code.
Up, C, down, C, left, C, right, C. Whole day start.
Very nice. Remember.
Nerd! Okay, now we can get back into it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this makes the Dismemberment Code in Jedi Outcast. I think it makes a great game even greater. This is one of the best Star Wars games, but all Star Wars games, and actually this was a Michael's feature, the Force Unleashed did not unleash, which is Dismemberment, and it's silly because if you have this, what is a lightsaber exactly, scientifically? Yeah.
Apparently it's a light baton. Head lob. It's just a baton that's like... light.
Yeah,
it's like a bolt of plasma, I've heard some people say. It's just like suspended in midair.
Actually,
it's a crystal made of...
I don't think that's a substance, Brett.
I fell asleep. What were we talking about?
No, that's on the periodic table. It's ZZ.
Oh, yeah.
there's no dismemberment in the Star Wars game, what separates that from the stun rod and Ape Escape?
Or the cattle prod in Jurassic Park.
Was that a laser...
Top 7 laser weapons. Here we go.
Oh, or the Dildo and GTA San Andreas.
What?
Castle Crashers has a cool lightsaber.
Yeah. All right. Let's let Charlie back to it.
No, on that top 7, though, there's a really great image on the first page of that top 7 of the guy with the lightsaber beheading a girl. Like, her head is completely solid.
Oh, yeah. And if you put in this cheat code, that happens pretty much every single time. You don't even have to swing the lightsaber. You just walk into people. Not that your lightsaber is there. You're kind of like, oh, whoops, I cut your head off. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you just bump into people, and they just fall apart.
Excuse me.
Oh!
Number 7
is... I believe I was saving that sound effect. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh! Oh, damn! Not on my block!
Should we go into these bonus cheats or just go to the main 7?
Again, I did not look at it here. I'm sorry.
Okay, so there's these bonus cheats in each one because I wasn't very good at making decisions on this one, so I wanted to include 14 instead of 7. And I disguised that fact by having bonus cheats.
So can we make it top 14?
You just call it a top 7 and just pretend it's a top 7, and then you can get away with
it. I call it top 7 plus.
Yeah.
Top 7 9/11 remix.
Top 7 2.0.
Ooh, ooh, the sound effect.
There's a snake in my boot.
Okay.
Nice.
You also haven't used the CSI one in a while, if I may point that out.
You know what? I doubled my sound effects library. Charlie Barrett, what was the number 6 on the game-changing cheats?
It's Turok, pen and ink mode.
Oh, so it is.
Anyone who hasn't listened before is going to hate all of this.
Yeah, I'm just going to move at this point that we all kick off for the rest of the day and just fill the rest of the podcast out with sound effects.
I believe you, Michael.
Well said.
That was totally the correct verb.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so...
Number 6,
The pen and ink mode, I really wanted to be on this list, and Charlie put it in there.
You're welcome. Woody.
Thank you. It took a game that, even for the day, like 97, 98 era of Turok 1 and 2, 1 especially, didn't look very good. But then you take the graphics, and it changes everything into wireframes and animates them. Like, where there was once, like, chuggy frame rate and fog everywhere, it changed it all to just black lines on a white background. It looked really cool, and it made the whole game worth replaying.
And I gotta say, I didn't play Turok back in the day, and I started playing it just to record the video and get the screenshots, and it looked horrible. And I was like, I would never, ever play this, but I switched it to pen and ink mode. I would have played a few hours of this.
Everything's clear, and...
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was like that Aha video.
Yeah.
Really?
Take on me.
Wish I had that sound queued up.
Yeah, pen and ink was also really weird if you switched it on along with disco mode. In which case, it was just like, flashing lights and colors and pen and ink outlines. It was very confusing.
It also made me realize how bad those games have aged. Like,
oh God, yeah.
Most N64 games have aged poorly, but I used to love Turok 1 and 2. Yeah, especially 2, and they're fucking unplayable now. It's just a mess.
Yeah, there's a comment here from Smegs, who says it's incredibly sad when a game played in its wireframe form looks better than when played in its finished 3D color form.
It's true. And then we also said...
It's for some reason, none of that generation, the PS1, Saturn, 64, none of those have aged really well.
Oh, they all look like shit.
Like, I don't know what it was, because they're still playable Atari games, but there's stuff that's visually so unappealing and so offensive to me that I can't for the life of me... fucking players.
I mean, look at any 16-bit game that was gorgeous in 93 still looks pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why they're releasing them now on the arcade and the Wii Virtual Console and all that.
Yeah.
There's exceptions to the rules, like Crash Bandicoot is a timeless masterpiece that will never age.
I posit to you that Spyro the Dragon kicks his stupid ass.
I was totally kidding.
Croc?
Croc. Was a croc.
Who's with me? Right. Yeah, fuck those gobos.
The later generation 2D looks way better than like first generation 3D.
Oh yeah!
Holy crap! Shane just came up with an aphorism.
Does Shane have a sound effect?
Yeah, he does.
Number five.
You successfully installed your printer.
It's number five on the top 7 is Call of Duty 4 for Ragtime Warfare, which is just one of those cheats that there's a lot of cheats that you can log. There's like when you can shoot every single enemy, they burst into tires. That's a really cool one. But I like this one because it transformed the entire game into a silent film. And it's actually, some levels are more fun to play that way, all sped up with the sepia tone. And like, yeah,
It is honestly one of the most clever, unique cheats like I've ever seen in a game. Like, it was such a fucking cool idea. To the point of...
I wasn't listening.
Call of Duty 4.
Oh, Rag that
Time
one!
Warfare.
You know, the so game that 10 million people play.
Please don't. Mammy.
The game that our boss is still playing to this day and hasn't played another game in years and never will.
Actually, no, Ratchet and Clank.
Is he playing that?
there was something out this week that said the game sold 10 million copies to this point. About 6 million of those are playing it online, and that's more traffic than most video game websites get.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, write any story about Call of Duty and 11 out of 7 of them will want to read it. Like, there's more people playing that game than reading any game site.
Huh.
I don't get it. Couldn't get into Call of Duty. Anybody else?
I loved it.
I love it, yeah.
You guys said you loved it for a little bit. Like,
I love all the Call of Duty
I've
games.
I've never
so
been
far.
Into, like,
I love 4. That's the only one I played was 4.
Yeah, so they're great for achievements. All you have to do is beat the missions on the hardest difficulty level, which isn't bad.
I beat the whole game, like, twice, I think. I couldn't get in the multiplayer. Due to
the multiplayer, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It didn't stick with me like it did everybody else.
I like it, but not to the point Steven does, our boss, where he's like, that's still all he plays.
You know what? Write it in our forums. What the fuck am I missing or doing wrong? Like, honestly, I played Counter-Strike. That was the only realistic...
Yes, we know. Counter-Strike.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Counter-Strike. I'm just saying. Let me
tell you about Animal Crossing.
With a mouse. With a mouse. I played with a mouse. So
that's not fair, because I can't play some sound effect of Counter-Strike.
You want to keep arguing?
Yeah, I do.
Keep spanking. Keep audibly.
I love it. Do you hear that love in the voice? I love it.
God, that's the worst. That's the best fucking defense mechanism.
I love that. Do you hear how happy I am? Anyway,
it's a happy baby. It sounds
fine.
Really happy.
You know what? Brett, I got something else. Try and talk.
Okay.
Fuck it. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's. Yeah. Five. It's four.
Four? It's four? Yeah, Medal of Honor Frontline Men with Hats. This is just a silly one where every Nazi in the game has
a hand. Loud. Nobody can hear you.
Men with Hats. Isn't that a band?
It is.
It's Men Without Hats.
It is. An Earth 2. Earth 2 band.
Okay.
They sing Dangerous Dance.
It's the Bizarro Men Without Hats.
Sorry, Chip.
The thing that's funny about this is that...
we am not dance if we want to.
My enemies
we
don't dance.
We am not leave friend behind.
And if you do dance, then you're a friend of mine. I don't know how to...
All right. You want more.
No, instead of the midget, they have a really tall guy.
It doesn't matter. Just go play a loose soundtrack.
this men with cheats. Whoa, men with hats cheat.
With cheats.
Instead of a big head mode, which many games have, this actually changes all their heads into items from the environment. So you'll see a Nazi run around the corner wearing a plane, like the full plane polygon model from the game that's huge, and it's clipping through the floor, and
why that sounds cumbersome.
It's funny.
They'll try to hide, so they'll see them like hiding behind a tree with their gun held, like crouching down there, this huge submarine poking out on both sides. It's just like, you feel so sorry, you might want to go and pat them on the head. It's okay, little Nazi.
Aww, I didn't see you. I didn't see you for a second.
you did. See the Jeep attached to your skull.
Yeah, but there's also items that aren't, I don't think they're in the game. I don't know where in the game there would be a big hamburger or a hot dog with a face on it. Those are also on the heads.
I don't remember that either.
That was in Schindler's List, wasn't it? The hot dogs and the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the smiling hot dog in the brown jacket. I already remember that.
That was awesome.
What?
That was Oscar Schindler.
Oh! The wackiest factory worker in Nazi
America. Wish that was an Oscar Schindler wiener. No. I just want to say I felt obligated to make that joke.
Yeah,
there was no way around it.
Okay. What else we got, Charlie?
I keep forgetting what number. Oh, number three was God of War. Ooh. And this doesn't really change the game that much. It's just a bunch of costumes, but the costumes were too funny not to include. And there's such clever puns on the game's name. Cod of War is a fish.
Oh.
I don't know if I can handle that much wackiness.
What is the cow one called?
They didn't come up with a clever name for that one. That was just Dairy Bastard. Look at him. He looks so happy.
Not Cow of War?
What about the one with the diving suit on?
That was just called Bubbles.
No one else was laughing. I had to make a sound effect.
Oh, right. I see. Tycoonius and Bubbles, Chef of War.
Chef of War is kind of good. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do Cow of War. That's the obvious one.
Whatever. It's
totally passed over.
Yeah, Chef of War.
Oh, let's just move on.
Yeah.
I love that
the next one in Grand Theft Auto, Pedestrian Army, just sounds like a knock against the army.
What?
It's a pedestrian army. It's,
that sounds vaguely...
Like that army is so pedestrian.
Gotcha.
I'll be back in a second.
Wait, what? No.
I'm out of things to drink. I need fuel.
I have a booze right here.
Oh, okay, all right. Hit me up.
All right, Penishead. Charlie, keep talking.
I'm I can just read this, the text off the screen. No. So the pedestrian army is a cheat. I mean, there's so
no,
many.
No, don't read it off the screen. Just
no, I wasn't. There's so many cheats in GTA.
We're actually going very long with this, as usual. Oh. It seems
it's a bunch of people, and they follow you around with guns, and it's cool because they can actually help you beat missions. And we can move on.
I'm coming.
How many of those do you have over there?
I have a 12 pack.
Oh,
cocktail.
Yeah.
Is there
pain in the ass because they never leave you alone?
Oh, well, yeah, true. I do.
Well, as Michael pointed out in one of his videos from, I think, 2 years ago, you can then lead your pedestrian army into the train tracks and then have a train run over all of them.
That is funny.
And then my brain registers that as humorous.
The second you get near more pedestrians, they will start following you and the cloud will amass again.
Yeah. Like, is there an upper limit?
I think there was. I can get more than like 10 at a time. Hmm. And they like to fight each other a lot. They keep bumping into each other. Hey, why'd you bump into me? Hey, and then they start shooting each other.
Mm-hmm. And number 1 on the list.
Is this number 1? Hold on, Charlie. What do you want? 1, 2, or 3?
I have 3 choices. Like
3.
You do?
3.
2.
No!
Ah, see?
What?
We've had that one too many times.
All right. Hold on.
1.
Oh,
I don't like that either.
Okay, hold on.
4.
We're going to find 4. A good one. You ready?
Yes.
I know someone who's laughing right now.
No.
Are we talking? Oh, number 1 was Tomb Raider and Nude Raider, and she's naked, and there you go.
Wow, did you fucking cheat? did you cheat on your cheat article? There's no way that enhanced the game in any way whatsoever.
Excuse me?
Most interesting.
I didn't say it enhanced. I said it transformed or changed the game.
It made the game playable.
It wasn't game enhancing.
I'll accept your semantics. and then I'll say that was probably the first game I got a boner to. Tomb Raider.
Oh, thank you for that information.
Tomb Raider. No, not only that, everybody else, I masturbatory.
Great.
No one else wants to hear. You know where it was? Swimming. You could see. We could almost see digital.
I know what
canal.
You mean. you back her up into a corner, like the camera would just go, I don't know what to do. Here's her ass.
Yeah, and here's her ass. That, but just as she pumped, and then you looked and you looked in the middle. Is it just like this little motion I'm doing?
Saw her birth canal.
Yeah. I don't think you need to back her into a corner to see her ass. That's pretty much the entire game's focus is ass. Like,
The entire camera fills up.
I am one of the few people in the room to have to play this on the Sega Saturn. Anybody else?
It's a Saturn.
It on the Sega Saturn, but I've never played it.
You don't. You own it on the Saturn. It's not the same. You're a collector.
I think the most interesting thing we can say about this page is that we accidentally posted the story live with uncensored images of all the naked.
There was bits and pieces all over the place for 5 minutes.
I did that with the Britney and the stupid music article that no one looked at.
Oh, yeah.
What was the fallout?
Luckily, no one looked at it.
It is funny that it can go through all those barriers. I'm like, oh shit, a tit? I had no idea.
Oh shit, a tit.
It's like a children's book waiting to happen.
I know. Like, oh shit, a tit.
Oh shit, I touched mommy's tit.
That sounds like a children's book about like teaching them. Like daddy's roommate and all those.
And there's the top seven.
Oh, but I wanted to have a
top seven games you masturbated to?
Top seven games, Chris.
I've always wanted to do that, just so you know. I know it's clear that none of you guys will play with me.
Think about it. I'll think about it.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Lammy.
We'll see.
Jammer Lammy. Number one, EA Playground. Busting a big fat nut. All right, fuck this. We're going to go.
We got to do something else.
We're going to go to Brock.
All
right. Already?
Getting stupid.
This is getting stupid.
If you're still listening,
we got a bunch of crap. I really have a bunch of shit on this list, like Saints Row 2, Burnout 4, Animal Crossing, Rockman, Call of Duty. I got a lot of shit I can bring up. And then
or not. Not supposed to shoot yet. It's not the break.
Do we have a question to bring up?
Later on, I have a question to bring up, and we've got a lot of news and random things to discuss. Sure. There's things coming. I bet they're funny.
The new releases.
We've got a question. We've got new releases. I hope Chris wrote them down. I didn't. And we've got a lot of news. I may have said that already.
I have a lot of news.
We just got a lot of stuff. Let's go to this fucking break before I run out of shit to say.
Yes, Princess, you are free. Your nightmare is over.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes, yes. How about a kiss?
What?
I say, how about a kiss, yes?
What? Why would I do that?
What? Why would you? I just saved your life.
Yeah, but I don't even know you.
I rescued you.
Yeah, but you expect... What kind of Samaritan are you? You rescued me just so you could get with me?
I'm not asking you to have sex with me. All I want is a kiss. Do you know what I went through to get here?
Ooh, you leaped a bunch of mushrooms. I'm so impressed.
Well, you're the one who got captured by mushrooms.
You know
how the hell does that even happen?
Don't flip this.
I'm not. You got kidnapped by something that goes on a salad.
Okay, it's a little more complicated.
And by the way, I did not just leap a bunch of mushrooms. There were also these turtle shell things I had to jump over, and that was really hard. And the only help I got was every once in a while a gold star would appear up above me, and I would jump up and touch it, and it would go da da da, let that let that da da, let that let, and then that would help a little bit. And I feel a little better, but it was hard. I mean, the whole thing was really hard.
I'm not kissing you.
Okay, screw this. Screw it. Hey, dragon, you can have her.
The iTunes reviews are in.
Twishart says,
a wonderfully pungent gaming cluster shard.
Kyrian BC says,
spawned from the heavens, absolute brilliance on so many levels.
Melzul says,
pants crappingly hilarious.
And GameDad says,
the constant belching and F-bombs make the podcast feel immature.
Get over here!
Talk radar for the win.
What could possibly go wrong?
Charlie Barrett, open the second segment of the podcast.
Exactly.
Says, you're on the spot.
That nope, doesn't do it.
It's got to be worse.
I got nothing.
Well, I can wait.
You're wearing a turtle coming out of a skull on your t-shirts.
Do over. Mulligan. Go. Charlie Barrett.
Wow, is the game actually called Armored Core 4 Answer?
Yes.
Wait, can we wait a second until Charlie opens the podcast?
What do you want him to open with?
Hey, our welcome back to the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, well, now think, what would you call the listeners as something endearing? Go.
Hey, T-Dards.
Fuck tards.
Yeah. It's got to be Charlie's.
I want to get people home by 8. Here, let's all sit and watch Charlie, not think of something.
Charlie.
I said welcome back. That's all I have.
Okay, just do something right now.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is the second segment.
That was so, so good.
Thanks.
I'm really proud of you.
I was I've been practicing that.
Welcome back to the podcast. We got new releases this week. I want to start small. I will start with what's available for the most abundant console, the PC, that none of us will probably play. Warhammer Online, Age of Reckoning, and Stalker Clear Sky.
And Crisis Warhead.
And Crisis Warhead.
Those are three pretty big games.
Speaking of which, I love Warheads. Does anybody remember those candies?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is a great podcast. Come on, let's talk about them. They were sour, they were sweet, hot. Oh, man. The reward was in the middle.
Reminds me of Little League Baseball and Cherry RC.
Those were the days.
You ever play baseball?
Yes.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Like real baseball.
What position?
Like not Base Wars.
Super Sluggers doesn't count.
Not RBI.
No, Little League Baseball.
Uploaded.
Everyone has to play some sport they don't give a fuck about in grade school.
Isn't true. How many people in here? There's got to be someone here who didn't play sport at all.
I didn't play a sport. I mean, except for PE.
Wow. No, PE is not a sport. That's a prereq. Yeah. Technically.
No, I played baseball. Not for very long. A couple years. I was also in a bowling league for several years.
Oh, you all are limpers at Fagmars. Hi.
Why don't you just take our lunch money now?
What?
Let's get it over
I
with.
I love how the idea of bowling makes you limp-wristed when that's all you're using is your wrist.
Is your limp wrist. Because you have to have one hand free to hold your gut back and your cigarette.
That gave you an excuse when you had one wrist that was much more muscular than the other one.
Right, I got it.
Fuck you guys. Armored Core, what?
Armored Core, for answer. Which sounds like the subject line of an email someone sent. And it
sounds like a private message I got off the forums.
Yeah.
I demand for answer.
Only it's fucking English-y, and it's just like, Armored Core, for answer, please to answer my question.
Do we have an Armored Core fan?
For answer of questions for interviews.
We also have Battle Fantasia, which is kind of cool, I think.
Boo. We got Pure,
that's cool.
Nice.
Can anybody look up the Metacritic scores on Pure? Oh, no, I did. It was like 85.
B-Boy, that sucks.
Oh.
A lot.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us the big games that came out this week, Chris?
Oh.
He's up, Chatterson. I'm getting to it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Featuring the definitive review from Henry.
Yeah.
Quote, motherfucking Gilbert of Games Radar, because I believe he's like the highest in the list. He gave it a 9.
Oh,
Dragon
wow.
Quest IV on the DS. Like, wow. He actually played it all the way fucking through. I remember I've been talking to him about it for a couple weeks now. But yeah, I don't know anything about Dragon Quest IV. I was hoping somebody would have the same.
It's never been released in the US before. It's a Super Famicom port. Comes out just a month after Final Fantasy IV came out.
I knew I'd be bored by this.
Yeah, well, it's Dragon Quest. It's like it's a game that it's a franchise that refuses to really grow up. Like Dragon Quest VIII, despite being beautiful and a lot of fun, is like relentlessly old school and is very difficult, very level grindy, and that's what 4 is. But it's a pretty game.
Except I know it was released in the U.S.
4?
Yeah.
Oh, Quest 4. Right. 5 and 6 weren't.
I don't know. I love backpedaling. I believe Brett just got cut down a peg.
Oh, he's right.
I had to use it.
No, he's right. It is. It was the last one for NES. It was one of the last NES games released, actually. Durr.
After Mega Man 6, I know one thing.
And it was published by Nintendo, not Capcom.
Woot!
You guys are doing hand gestures that nobody can see.
Who's taking pictures?
They can imagine them.
Dragon Quest IV, I want to... How much of it... I know there's quest. That's a given. I've seen screenshots. But Dragon.
Not that many.
Not that many. All I see are little teardrops.
Those are slimes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Rocket? Are they rocket slimes?
Oh my goodness.
Henry told me about the last boss, and it's a boss he's against. Has anybody played 4?
I never did.
All about exploiting evolution.
Oh.
And he's the last boss, so you beat him and his arm falls off, and then he atomizes another arm, and his other arm falls off, and he gets another arm, and then you knock his head off, and his stomach turns into a head, and you knock his legs off. And his torso hovers, and then you kill his stomach, and another head grows out of his head stomach.
That sounds exhausting.
It was fucking insane. Like, antlers start growing out of his kneecaps. You think it's over 45 times. I just ruined the whole game for everybody.
That's the only reason to play it, is the final boss.
Yeah, the final boss, I heard, is just absurd. It's
no, that sounds about right. Like, that's what Dragon Quest is. It's like... Basic enemies are difficult, and then the bosses are even more outrageous, and then the final boss I would expect in any Dragon Quest is just going to be absolutely ridiculous.
Isn't there a hidden dungeon in Dragon Quest VII where you have to fight God? Like, literally just God?
That sounds... Star Trek V?
Yes.
Wow, one laugh from Elston.
I got it, sorry. Sorry I watched it. I am kind of sorry I watched that movie. So Dragon Quest came out this week.
New release is...
Force Unleashed came out, Michael. What?
Wait, hold on. Before Force Unleashed, can we go to Rock Band 2? Just do Rock Band 2. I think we may have mentioned it last time.
Oh, yeah. We've talked a lot of Rock Band.
As well as
an entire Megadeth album, and then 4 more songs came out as well on DLC.
Holy shit. Okay, those Megadeth songs are unlistenable music.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But for a Guitar Hero game, they're going to take you a long time to master.
A rock band game. Said Guitar Hero game.
What did I say?
You said Guitar Hero.
I'm pretty sure I said Rock Hero.
You said Boogie. Pretty sure.
A better game.
I think as a piecemeal, they kind of like, oh, here's some more Guitar Heroes or Rock Band songs this week, because they released 4 more that we may have to review tomorrow. But the Megadeth songs, holy shit. I don't know what my parents were thinking listening to that band.
It's so fucking just banging on... Yeah. But Rock Band 2 came up for 360 this week. When this podcast goes up, we will have a video up on the site.
Amazing video.
Yes. Spectacular.
Thank you, Chuck.
It came from the idea of... I think it started as a joke in the features meeting, and then...
No, I pitched this idea a fucking year ago.
Did you?
You didn't listen to me because I was a fucking intern.
Well, they weren't wireless instruments, so
wireless instruments. That's why I pitched the idea of going to rock the individual offices.
The guitars that came with the system were not wireless.
Not Rock Band on Guitar Hero. They were the first wireless instruments.
Meh.
I have a... Gotcha.
Hey, kids, I shot and directed and edited this cool video about Rock Band. You guys should see it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've got a song I'm kind of fond of.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we basically hauled ass throughout the entire building and harassed OXM, PlayStation Magazine, PC Gamer, some of our bosses in suits. It's funny.
All your favorite editors from every magazine in the house are bothered.
And the heavens themselves.
Some of them take off their shirts.
Yes, which editor takes off their shirt? Will it be... Francesca Reyes? Will it be Veronica Belmont? Or will it be Dan Amrick? I don't know!
Or
Duke Lombardi.
He takes his pants off just because they're there.
He can't take his pants off. He has to be pulled out of his pants because they're made.
So what is his job here, Duke Lombardi?
He has to have a cat burglar.
He reviews exclusively E-rated games. And I can't... E-rated. We can't speak to more on the subject, but apparently Duke Lombardi may have gotten a lot bigger this week. I hope we can say it later. Even if this falls through, we can still say what happened, right?
So we also had Force Unleashed this week.
Oh yeah!
That thing.
The Star Wars.
So it seems like it's a big deal. Like, I don't know. Just the vibe.
None of us went to the event. and my buddy works at Lucas. And
explain what the event is.
The event, there was an event at a Best Buy. And like, I like going to events, but, like, yeah, I didn't want to go wait. It was, like, a midnight launch at Best Buy. I'm like,
that's not an event. That's
I live next to the store at night. But guess what fuck happened? Was, like, the voice actors all showed up, and special guests. My buddy from LucasArts, like, you need to show up here. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm not going. And he's like, no, there's a special guest. I'm like, no, I'm not going. And he tried his damnedest.
Was it George Lucas? I was hoping it was stinky. Don't I would have gone.
Dude, just stinky. go hang out in Marin. You'll see him sooner or later. Like he goes to the Novato Chevys.
Fuck Marin. I can't.
Hey, stalkers!
He rides around on his Tauntaun like in.
I can't. I gotta.
Totally does too. Like I saw him once like riding around on his Tauntaun around like Central San Rafael, just like talking to some kid.
It's a good way.
Well, how you doing, Michael Parker?
Oh, I decided to buy me a new chin this weekend.
just riding my Tauntaun here.
Yeah, your misplaced friend of
rock salt. Wow. Okay, literally everyone's doing the same thing.
All you have to do is figure out where he gets his hair done. Whoever lacquers his hair.
His hair did.
Yeah, his hair did.
I think
did.
He does it himself. Perfect.
It's a helmet. He just puts it on every morning. He's bald.
No, he doesn't put it on. It's put on by like a crane inside of an egg that he lives in.
With rousing John Williams music.
And then it's a windy day outside and he's just, no! Okay.
Enough. Yeah, so I guess the game's average?
Enough. Yeah, everybody seems to hate it on Metacritic. Well, not hate it, but it's getting like 6s and 7s, mostly. And I had the personal embarrassment of seeing the scores that I did for... I reviewed the PSP and PS2 versions of for PlayStation, the official magazine, which I've said numerous times on this podcast, and I looked on Metacritic. My score was the highest on both of those.
Yes!
Everybody else was at least like a point low.
I think that makes it the best review.
Yeah.
It's the highest.
Because people want to play it anyway, so now they can read your review, and they're like, it'll make them excited to play it.
Yeah, I can play this on PS2! Woo!
People are already disillusioned about Star Wars being good anymore, so...
There's one thing that, like, you know, one of the other critics said that got snippeted on Metacritic, which was, you know, saying that it has uninspired level design, which, yeah, okay, it does have
that.
It does have uninspired level design. It is still more fun than the level design in the next-gen version, which I have also said, but I just wanted to reinforce that point.
Wow, G4, the Metacritic conversion is like a 40 out of 100. That's pretty low.
Yeah.
Did Adam Sessler sneeze? Like, how the fuck does that work? I made a really dorky joke.
4 Morgan Webb penises out of 10.
Is that what? I'm going to get myself this. Like, but this reminded me of the semi-new release, but this reminded me of Charlie's article, because Burnout Paradise, I love Burnout Paradise. Michael, I think you liked it as well.
Yeah.
Burnout Paradise, just, I love that Criterion, studio, I don't want to correct me, Criterion added in for free, all their updates have been free, there's 4 new bikes and 70 new challenges this week. So the game's, I love the game, the game's pretty cheap. Four new bikes is almost like a cheat. Like, I haven't played it to confirm this, but you know how a motorcycle differs from a car?
Yes.
It would greatly change the gameplay to drive around that city with a bike, and it's fucking free. It's great.
Well, that's just like most of these games these days don't give you cheats. They just make you pay for them later on with downloadable content.
Exactly. Well, you don't have to pay. I want to make sure this happens more, because in other news, Call of Duty World at War... they haven't said what it's going to be, but there's a premium pack that comes out day one. If you want to get it's apparently designed if you want to get the edge on your opponents. Remember that shit that went down with Battlefield, the Gold Edition, that there was massive backlash? Even EA, who loves money. Like I imagine a dollar bill and EA are the dollar bills, little birds on its back, like that pick all the fleas off. But that was apparently not a funny comparison. A dollar bill is the rhinoceros, and then the EA
Stop
are the...
It. Stop it. What are you doing?
Just quit while you're ahead.
Just talk.
Dollar bills are the barnacles on EA's shark belly.
No, I thought the
remoras on its whale.
Call of Duty premium was. I thought it was just a gun. They didn't exactly say
what it was. But, okay, no one plays Call of Duty for its story. It's kind of... I'm not saying it's a bad story, but I'm saying it's a four-hour ordeal, and you don't pay $60 for a four-hour ordeal. And it always has been, and everybody expects that. It's supposed to be a great multiplayer experience, so charging more for a... charging more money for a weapon, it's... God! No one else wants to lash out?
I think that's terrible.
I can't imagine.
I agree. World at War, boycott that game. We don't want it to sell. Anyway...
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
These views might not represent GameZero's views.
I don't want to say that. I have to go see Call of Duty next week in L.A. But I would like to point that out. If any publisher or company gets pissed at us, until I have seen or played a game, it sucks.
until they fly you to a foreign country or a glitzy city.
Until you put the game in my hands, it sucks.
In your hands in Las Vegas.
I don't care about Las Vegas.
With a hooker.
With a hooker.
In a hooker's hands.
I would like to have a hooker deliver it to me. And I don't mean just like hand it to me. I mean deliver it like a baby boy.
Like in a box?
I want them to birth it.
In a related Activision news.
Oof!
Came out this week, one of Activision's many conference calls they have, that Activision wanted to... produce more, even more Guitar Hero games to the tune of they want three times as many Guitar Hero games on the market in like 2010 or 2011. There's already a new Guitar Hero game per quarter, practically.
There's been three this year.
So and three, with one on the way. Like there was Aerosmith on tour. There's going to be.
I think we should with downloadable content. That makes a lot.
It's just like. And we've talked about both of those games a lot. Like Rock Band has the right idea of just doing DLC every year. I hope they don't take that cue and then next year decide, here's Rock Band U2 or some shit like that.
We were arguing in the office, like, why the fuck does Rock Band 2 exist? Because the only reason you folks are getting the benefit of getting all Rock Band 1 songs to get like for free when you buy Rock Band 2 is because they sold it to those music companies, those record labels, as a single platform. They can't release a separate game. And like, why would they release a separate game when the online...
The reason they are in the store is because Guitar Hero World Tour came out.
Yeah,
They have to have a retail presence
Elson
on this.
Said that, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, they can't have Guitar Hero World Tour now with instruments and drums and shit.
They can't have all these flyers all around the office promoting downloadable content. Yeah, they have to have a fucking game next to it.
They might be able to do it next year because... I assume Guitar Hero is going to put some shit else in a box again next year with a different set of drums.
Definitely.
But hopefully Rock Band will not. Rock Band is already flooding the fuck out of the market with all their Mad Cat stuff. We have a video up now. They've got cymbals, real guitars, bass. Like they're going to add double foot pedals later.
We should have a contest to give away that Mad Cat's amazing Fender Stratocaster real guitar.
Yeah, it's a real fucking guitar converted to be a... And it looks really nice, but
it looks way less embarrassing than the other instrument.
But yeah, like I can't fucking imagine that. Like they're gonna literally run the shit into the ground, like beyond reproach. They're gonna get to the point where Tony Hawk is, where they have to take a year off because we're like, I don't know what to do with this franchise anymore.
What I hope is that they make both. And there's a little side of me. The only reason I've ever wanted them to make actual games is because there's a chance they'll send one to the office. And I'll get 60 songs I normally wouldn't have bought. But they haven't done that yet, so fuck them. The DLC subscription plan, which looks evil, but I kind of like it. Please, everybody pretend to be interested. Pretend.
I am interested, but I haven't heard
not
this.
Not you.
Where did you see this?
Not you. Subscription plans for the downloadable. Like, say, because, you know, Rock Band has downloadable content every week. And if you paid it...
I'm trying to act interested.
If you paid a monthly fee and either you got all of it or you got a discounted rate by paying that monthly rate to get all the songs that you wanted, pretty fucking cool. I'd probably do that because like I don't like Megadeth, but like I said, those songs are fun to play.
The thing is, they're not definitely doing this. They're evaluating it, right?
It's the same way they're evaluating what we're talking about. This at the same.
I don't know. I don't
level
like
of probability is the thing we've been talking about for 10
if it,
minutes.
It depends on how much it costs. If it's $10 a month and I can download infinite.
Well, that's the thing. They said it would be. You would get things at a cut rate. Like, why wouldn't you?
I don't want a cut rate. I want an unlimited amount for a set number for a set price a month. Like when you had to pay for Napster, it was $20
Fred
a month.
Austin, I don't think you've seen the Guitar Hero DLC at the moment. Like, you really don't want to pay
I know I don't.
Limited amount of that garbage.
Which is why either the subscription should be infinite, or I'm just going to buy the two songs a year I want to buy. Like, I think it's already outrageous that they want to do it anyway.
It's baffling. And I have a list, like, apparently Guitar Hero and Rock Band, at the time of Guitar Hero World Tour's release, will share 16 songs.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, there's so many songs.
Which
in
they
world.
Shared like 8 last year, and the fact they're sharing 16 this year is fucking outrageous. Like, you both had to have Everlong? Really? Both
yeah.
of you?
Well, that's the thing. That was one of the ones I would have requested a long time ago.
No, it's excellent. I love the song, but it's like, what were some of the other songs? Like, Blondie is in there twice or some shit?
The one, I guess I don't know. Silver Sun
Pickups is like a song
Lazy
from...
Eye?
Lazy Eye?
Oh, Lazy Eye? That's a good song.
It was popular a year ago, and it's in both games now. It's like, that's what DLC is for, guys! Way to miss the fucking point.
It's used in the commercial.
I mean, do you think that they are just coincidentally ending up the same songs, or they? I feel like
here's
one of them is like found out that the other one had it. And they're like, oh, we gotta have that too.
That's what I feel is weird because one song I love, but I've never really cared to play. Dinosaur Jr.'s Feel the Pain.
Yeah,
they both have that. Like, why were you both? I can't imagine you tripping over your heels racing to the Dinosaur Jr. song. Feel the Pain.
They're just being petty.
Exactly. I think they are being petty. Because they're big asshole businesses. Anyway, this is the transition button. You know what I forgot to tease? What else is coming out soon? My favorite game. Brett's favorite game. Shane's favorite game. Wii Music.
Ugh.
Yeah, we have a new instrument.
Oh,
what is it?
Is it a clown? Is it abortion clinic?
No, because... If you look at dictionary.com, the definition of an instrument is anything you can hear.
I hope it's farts.
And this would be the new Wii Music instrument.
Go, go, wing, wing, wing. Go, go, pretty, pretty, pretty.
Well, like, I'm not kidding. This is the, pretty, the cheerleader pretty, instrument.
Pretty, wing, pretty? Pretty, pretty go, go, fuck. Go,
what?
Anime horror.
No, it's pretty, because I definitely made sure to isolate that one. Pretty. This is your instrument, everybody. This is your game.
Nintendo loves you.
This is the holiday Nintendo game.
And if you don't like that, you can go play Animal Crossing, which is so much different.
And I think, Charlie, does this not seem like the worst cheerleader game of the season?
Well, we've already done the cheerleader deathmatch. Why bring cheerleaders up again? I don't ever want to go back to that point in my life.
You got Wii Music, you got Wii Cheer, and you got the
All-Star Cheer. Which one is what? The worst? The best? I don't want to play any of them, really.
God damn it. All right.
Moving on.
Couple that with the dog.
Can you imagine?
And you have a recipe for the most sublime compositions ever heard by man.
Why the fuck did we use a word like sublime?
Fuck that up now.
I was going to say apocalyptic. You play dogs and the cheerleading. Okay, okay.
It's the opposite day here in Michaeltopolis.
More new releases. All right, we're going to go to break. You have questions to ask the folks.
I have a question I want to ask you fucks in the forums.
Oh, no. I have...
Yes,
exciting announcement. How long have I owned my Xbox?
Which one?
Oh, I know what he's going to say.
Year and a half? Year?
A year.
Okay.
I have surpassed, officially...
Oh, no.
Everybody in the office!
Wait. So, Chris didn't explain what he surpassed. Yeah! Oh, gamer score. Chris is running a lap around...
Oh, ow! I fucking
am! Oh, he's taking his shirt off!
Yeah!
How much ahead are you? How much ahead are you?
For our listeners out there, this also means Chris. No other podcast.
That is not
no other social life.
You know. Oh. I know all the words.
It's gonna stay on.
Hey. No!
I have eaten everything in the office at 13,500.
How much? How much?
Ahead of 13,095.
How many did you get from Avatar?
How many did Charlie get from Avatar?
Did you both get from TMNT?
Charlie?
I don't want to answer that question.
All right. I got my last bit of achievements through Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch! Oh my god.
Give the song another lap. Deadliest catch.
Yes.
Deadliest catch. And he's going. He really is. Team douchebag.
So, what the hell is that game anyway?
Deadliest catch.
Yeah, I mean, what? Like, is it what's terrible? I'm aware of what it's based on, but like, what's the game?
And I did not. I did not get it on Gamefly just to beat Charlie in achievements because I didn't know.
Sure,
that.
You did.
A
sure
roommate did. Is a non-gamer. He's a huge. He's his favorite show.
Oh,
and
he just wanted to play Deadliest Catch.
He had watched me play it. Fucking it terrible. Hey, pull up your proctor. Pull up your full screen, and you just map out where you're gonna bring a boat. It's the slowest fucking game I've ever played.
Hey, press A to adjust your pants. Press X to fall overboard and die. Press B to have the captain write a letter to your family.
Press the left bumper if you just don't care.
I don't think the left stick to not miss your family.
Click the left stick to masturbate furtively.
No, Deadliest Catch, no good. I take no pride in that. But I had to call Brett and ask him because my live subscription got canceled. So, Xbox, if you'd like to send me a free live subscription, I'd really appreciate it because I can't see what my friends are doing.
Press the left trigger to finally fuck a fish.
Finally, fuck a fish.
All right, we're gonna come back and we're gonna answer some questions for you guys. And
I'm going to pose a question to you,
to me,
to the forums, to the people listening, to the listeners. I had two questions last week, and they were answered very well in the forums. So I want people to jump back in and answer this next one.
Talk Radar.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through.
One big happy family.
Everybody.
Fuck you. No.
Fuck you. I thought it was funny.
Fuck you.
Well, all right.
Oh, you two separate.
That's fucking.
I hate you, and I think you should die. You are an idiot, and I hate your voice. There's no room on this paper to properly describe how much I hate you. Go.
Okay, if you wanted the last word, you just tell me, okay? Cheats, men and women, I now know why you've been with the same girl for 8 years, because you really can't tell the fucking difference.
Wait, what? I'm not sure if you just insulted.
It was an insult. I had to zip it by you.
Okay, you're a cog in a machine? Cool.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I respect your opinion. I just think they're an asshole.
The Lottie, wherever you are out there, fuck you too!
We punch at Gaming Cluster Shard, press 2.
Now, on your breakfast table, Donkey Kong Grand cereal.
Crunchy bears of corn for breakfast. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal.
Sweet, crunchy corn taste will drive you ape.
You love the crunch. Donkey Kong! Donkey Kong cereal! Crunchy barrels are part of corn breakfast.
It's part of this complete breakfast.
Donkey Kong cereal! You love the crunch!
I'd buy that for a dollar!
Charlie Barrett, it's time for you to intro Act 3.
It's Act 3. Here we are.
Talk Radio Act 3!
Welcome to Deck 3, T-Darts!
God, we are falling back already on old shit.
You're falling back on
19 episodes. What? I don't have any more sound effects, Michael.
I'm as fresh as a daisy.
Okay, intro Act 3.
What, like what I just did?
No, just pull something out. Go, do it.
Act 3, but motherfuckers.
Yeah!
That's not fair. I gave him a good sound effect.
So, this week we had we have a
Margaman.
Market Man?
Margaman!
Oh, Margaman Noin.
Mega Man 9 this week we had
Rockman.
Rockman!
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 Yes, wonderfully offensive!
Rockman has no pubic hair!
Okay.
Chris checked.
What? That would make it taboo.
Okay, anyway, this week...
Like, we haven't all seen Japanese porn.
Prior to us being fired for this segment, we had an exclusive reveal of two bosses for Mega Man 9, and I know you fucks who don't like Mega Man have heard enough about it, but...
I love Mega Man, you can say whatever you want.
We got to actually show artwork for Splash Woman, first girl robot ever in the series, which is pretty cool, and also... Well, I mean, as a boss, Splash Woman...
In a position of power, man. It's like
18 million cracks in that glass ceiling.
Yeah, man. That's what this is all about. All
right. Anyway, that was a highly humorous.
Yes.
Anyway, though, it ended up on Dig, and this is the best quote.
Oily hides.
I had to.
Yeah. the best quote I saw on Dig, which is. I this guy is fucking genius. I didn't write his name down, and I wish I would have. Talking about Splash Woman, he says, 8-bit robot mermaid chicks are so hot, I just want a Mega Buster all over them. And that's
whatever.
It.
Whatever, guys.
And, which...
Baseball game.
What? It was a Mega Man crowd.
Which doesn't segue at all into the question I wanted to ask everyone, but...
But hold on, would you like a segue noise?
I'd like a segue noise.
Any preference? 1, 2, or 3?
3.
God. Michael just shook his head and went back to whatever he's doing on his computer. God damn it.
So last week I asked two questions, which you boiled down to, are you a freak and are you a liar? Thanks for that. My next question that I'll post a thread in the forums and want people from the forums to come answer, and we'll go around the table here as well, is have you ever in video game land ever scammed anyone or scammed a store or lied to someone to like better to get the better deal out of something? Mine was like back when PlayStation 1 first came out, I had a Sega CD and there was like no return policy on stuff. Like you could go to an EB Games and just bring shit back with a receipt and they would just be like, oh, well, you've got a receipt, okay.
That is weird.
And I walked in with the Sega CD, all my games, my Genesis, and all my games, and had the receipts for all of it. And I walked out of there on launch day with the PlayStation 1, 2 games, and 2 controllers, and a memory card.
Wow.
For free. And they were like, and you could see the guys look in his eyes like, what?
No one's ever thought of this.
Like, what am I doing? The next day I was like, oh fuck, I need a second memory card. I walk in there, written on a dry erase board, return policy. And they made one up the next day because you know somebody had to call the regional headquarters and like, so we just got fucked out of $400 worth of shit.
I get that. It wasn't fair. It was right around the time of all the failed systems being released.
Mm-hmm.
Like a glut of them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. People are going to want to trade their CDI in for a PlayStation.
That and there was a friend I stole all kinds of games from. I didn't give a fuck.
That's whatever. Not very nice.
What are you going to do?
would you like to apologize to that friend now?
I am sorry, but they were rare games I would never have been able to find.
I just found it. I'm not going to be able to use it that much.
Chris, I'm sure you've stolen some games in your time.
Oh, I'm banned from Walmart twice for stealing. I've been chased twice down by the security guards. I don't want to make this story like too long, but like I did figure out. Like, remember Walmart used to have those little like spinning cases with the games in them that you could spin around. You could look at the back of the case. Absolute master thief. I'm banned from Walmart twice for shoplifting. The games, there was that little spindle.
Mm-hmm. A spinny rack.
A spinny rack. So you could see the box on the front and you could read the back. A novel idea. Unless you get the key to the slide door on the side.
Whoa.
All of the games used to contain the actual copies, which I found and I stole a lot. I went to Walmart every...
Did you just find the key, or did you seduce the district manager?
I honestly don't remember. Like, I still like.
You don't remember if you seduced the district manager?
Oh God, yeah, I caught girl. I had to get Tom Country too. Strix's idiocy. It was all of mine. I got caught stealing from Walmart. What was the question?
Just have you ever like scammed or stolen? Like
this is the only like I stole at this point. I stole Donkey Kong Country 2.
That's $60.
Joe's Apartment on VHS.
Fuck.
and Blur, whatever album Song 2 was on.
The only one.
That was worth the criminal record over.
Yeah, and so the security guard, and this is the second time this has happened to me. Sir, we've won more security! And I just went, no! And I started flailing, and he ripped my sweater in half. Like, all the shit fell out. I had a shoplifting sweater. And I kind of just, no! And I knocked him down, and he's a big guy. I'm not big. I can't fight. I'm not saying that. But I got the best of him. So I ran off, and I called my friend. Oh, I'm parked in the car in the parking lot with my parents' Volvo station wagon. My girlfriend, her friend, and my friend, pre-days of cell phone.
I was going to say, how did you call someone? Because to steal Donkey Kong Country 2 means it's like 95. I
ran over to the gas station and said, I need to use your phone. And they stick their fucking stupid analog phone through a drawer. And they call me, you got to pick me up. The cops want me. And then like all of a sudden, the cops knew who I was and pulled up to the gas station and pulled their guns on me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Stop right there! I mentioned I've looked like this for like the last 15 years. Like I look like an adult. And I book it, and I'm running, and the guys, and we're running through mud and this muck and the filth. I ran from a drawn gun. He threatened to shoot me. Sir, I will fucking shoot you. And this is the backwoods, and then there's another road out back. I ran across. There was all this woods, and there was this back road Walmart built to get to it.
I understand.
Yeah, I know that.
Now there's shit there, but
was there a creek? You have to jump over.
Yeah, absolutely a creek and a lake.
You jumped the creek?
I'm covered in mud. I jumped the creek. And he jumped into a car of a like an F-350, and I'm running across this mud and.
That's a game-changing cheat right there.
And this, exactly.
Oh!
It's a game-changing cheat brought to you by...
Hey, that hurt to the
you by jail.
And he pulls up he pulls up to me and in a car, and fucking from the passenger window, sprays me down with so much pepper spray.
Oh, my God.
Sprays me down with so much pepper spray, and I'm like, ow! Ow, 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 ow. But I kept running until like, if you can imagine, like, if I was running from bees, that's what it looked like.
It, like, where did you have Donkey Kong Country 2 at this point?
And I have,
it was on the floor somewhere.
Was it in your pants or something? Or did you leave it back at Walmart?
I eventually stopped, and the cops kicked the shit out of me. Like, oh. I've never... Like, to this day, it seems weird. They threw me up against the wall and kicked me in the stomach. I'm like, I'm only 16. Whatever, mustache. And they're like, boom, kick. I'm like, no, please.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what happened to Donkey Kong?
I got arrested. Oddly enough, they found me guilty. And,
Wow.
They wanted me to take a drug test, but it turned like I had pepper spray. Like I put my hands in front of my eyes, with my palms out.
That's very smart.
Yeah. So like it didn't hit me in the eye. It just smelled weird and it burned. And then I was in the cop car waiting for my mom to get there so she could flick me off and yell at me as the cops drove me to jail. And like putting my hand in, like it would just start to burn. And they're like, you have to take a drug test. I'm like, I'm not putting my hands, pepper sprayed hands, on my cock at all. Fuck you. No. I had to go to drug rehab for refusing to take a drug test because, like,
this story is amazing.
I couldn't touch. Yeah. I couldn't. I had to go to drug rehab, and I'm not even a big pot smoker. I smoked pot the day of my drug test.
You might as well. I mean, you're going to. You've already failed it.
I tested negative for all substances, so I don't know what the fuck to say about this system because they put a non-drug user in rehab and then did not see that I smoked pot the day of the drug test. Whatever. Moving on. This went.
Well,
too
I
long.
Was gonna say like I had a friend that would sneak games in his pants out of KB Toys. Like, I would just request them, I would like episode 1 Pod Racer, please. And you'd be like, I'll be right back. And here it is, slightly smashed because it was pressed up against my cock. And
well, little did you know what he was going through to get that. He was being chased through the woods.
I know.
Pepper
what sprayed. The fuck?
Shoplifting tip number 1. Yeah.
Was that
grab anything off the shelf, you take it over. Like, Sam Goody, Suncoast have all these low-hanging t-shirt stands. Yeah. You go over there, and you get in there like it's a fucking, like it's jungle brush, and you put the case under your knee, and you crack it with the t-shirts masking all the sounds. That's usually how I stole.
At Toys R Us, the biggest thing stolen was Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. People would just take them into the bathroom, open them up in the bathroom, throw the packaging into the toilet, flush that, which would, of course, clog everything.
Without flushing? With the cellophane bandits.
Yeah, and then would walk out with all the cards. The end result of that was the toilets became so clogged that they blew up when a lady was on them. And it blasted shit all over the floor. Everything backed up a day's worth of Toys R Us poo. With a girl sitting on it, and one of the workers had to go buy her new underwear at a Target next door. So anyone else have any good stories about these?
Was he able to expense those underwear?
That's the question. I know
another good shoplifting technique. Walmart and Target, they have those sections where you can fucking try on shoes and everything. They have all those shoe stuff. Well, you know how there's security cameras everywhere. Yeah, well, if you start putting your arms, you know, trying to get shoes, you know, they don't catch that. What you do is you go to the electronics section, get the PC games, the DVDs, whatever. I mean, the other games are, you know, usually behind.
Here's the thing for Walmart. Like, they can only watch a certain amount of time, so you can hear their codes. Like, we need security. They'll call the security camera on the department you're in.
You could take it out of the electronics section. Like,
if cameras
have it apart.
But there's, like, two people, and they can't watch everything. So they'll call when they want more of a whatever.
Oh, so, yeah. Strange enough, there was a code they would call over the intercom in this very Walmart was 187.
Yeah, if you're stealing and you hear a code on the intercom, stop.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shane. I'm sorry.
Anyway, this worked for a lot of my friends, was just taking, you know, electronics, PC games, and DVDs mostly, and just walking with them like they're going to buy them. Or, you know, they would do it one at a time, you know, per week or whatever. And then they're like, oh, I need some shoes. And they go and they look through some shoes and then, oh, razor blade through the plastic, open up the case, take the...
That's fucking brilliant. There's cover from the camera.
There's cover from the cameras. Your arms are rifling around. You can't see what I'm doing because of the radio.
Into the forums with their best new shoplifting story. Courtesy of Patterson and I.
I was just going to say that, like, oh, I went into Toys R Us once and they had, like, a... Genesis 6-in-1 cartridge for $15, and
the six pack.
I took that ticket up to the front. They gave me a fucking Genesis that included the cartridge.
Wow!
And this was after a friend had done the same thing the day before, and I just went by like, okay, there's like the off chance I might get a Genesis. Same thing. Just handed me the system, $15.
Having been there for so long, I know exactly how that happens.
I love those
tickets will get messed up, and they'll organize something where a ticket will represent something, and if someone doesn't know games well enough to realize this title doesn't match this price, they will bring you whatever the fuck that ticket says.
Well, I mean, they're totally disconnected from the cash register.
No, it is. We found a way to print tickets that said whatever we wanted. So there was a way we could print out my cock and balls on a Toys R Us ticket for 99 cents.
I always hated the Toys R Us system. I'm glad that failed, and I'm glad nobody was fired because it was clearly corporate idiocy.
It's still like that. It's still like that in the one that I worked at. It's still tickets. You still have to bring tickets to the register.
Charlie,
anything? You ever scanned the game store?
I was a goody two shoes, but I mean, my story's lame compared to those. The worst thing I've ever done is Gamefly. You just, you know, if you lose something in the mail, they give you like 3 or 4 free passes. Like, oh, we're sorry, your mailman probably stole it, or you must have lost it in the postal system. So you just rent a game you want from Gamefly and keep it and say, hey, it got lost in the mail. And they're like, okay, well, just don't let it happen again. You let it happen a few more times. Eventually, like, we're going to have to ask you to change your address. And you just change it to your dad's work address, your mom's work address. You get like 12 games before they finally say, okay, you're out.
Wow. I've only done that a couple times with Amazon. I think my mailman was stealing from me. And I'd be like, Amazon, hey, I never got this. We're sorry, sir. We'll send you another one free of charge immediately. Oh, okay. Wow, that was really
easy. Yeah, Amazon. Yeah. Like, definitely around the holiday season, what I've noticed. I mean, not as a scam or anything, but my ex-girlfriend, like, she ordered something and forgot her mother had picked up the package and, like, put it somewhere and she didn't know. So she was like, hey, Amazon, I didn't get it. And they sent her, like, another thing and it was like, and then she found out she had two of the same thing. Sent it back because she's nice like that. But holy shit. So apparently Christmas is coming up. Things get lost.
Just kids. Saying. Hey, the person who gets the most free shit from Amazon wins a prize. I'm thinking a t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you get more than $1,000 worth of DVDs for free, we will give you a $10 t-shirt.
Save your receipt because we want to see that you actually did that. So, like, circle, you know, take a picture of the receipt, circle everything, and your DVD.
System, win a prize. I love it, Shane.
Yeah.
Michael.
And that's when we got shut down for advocating criminal behavior.
Amazon's not a sponsor.
We've been doing that for the last 15 minutes. I think it's too late to get back.
Yeah. I think we were lost when we first started the shoplifting story.
That's story.
Story. That kind of derailed.
What a story it was.
What a scoop.
That wasn't what the question was about, though.
No, my question was like scamming or stealing. Like, either way, like scamming in the way of like, You totally fooled a trading in used games, or you go to a pawn shop and they've got some really rare game and you're like, I'll give you $3, and they're like, sure, and it's worth 60 or 70 or something like that.
Shoaniki, sweet.
And I remember when they cut out the trade-in policy at my store. My friend abused the shit of that. We're like, if you're not satisfied in 5 days, he'd beat every fucking game.
Oh, this is semi-related. We talked about Die Hard Trilogy a lot today in the office.
It was Die Hard Arcade that we all of my friends sitting with me beat because it's like a fucking 30-minute arcade game.
Yeah.
And I traded in, and I couldn't get anything but Jump and Flash. Sorry.
Oh, this is very strange. I'll tell you why. I'm glad you asked. I bought Beyond the Beyond, PS1, hated it, took it back, got Jumping Flash 2.
Good.
Beat it in about a day, and I loved the first one. I was like, I beat this game in a day. Like,
it's probably one of the weirdest games of all time.
It really is. If you haven't played Jumping Flash, I think it's even on PSN now. It's really weird.
It's very strange.
But it's very cute. Anyway, the second
Most
one...
Most of it's controlling your descent.
Yeah.
Did it work on that?
Huh?
Did I make that up? It's another rabbit game that Cliffy B is somehow famous for.
Uh-huh. Jazz Jack Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. Anyway.
So then I beat Jumping Flash 2 almost immediately and was like, I loved the first one and I want to keep the second one, but I can't justify, we just spent $50 on a game I beat in a day. So I took it back, a Die Hard Arcade. Or not Die Hard Arcade, Die Hard Trilogy. And I did keep that. And it's good because when I traded in Jumping Flash 2 to get... This is all back in the 90s when none of these rules were set. Like,
hold on, let me cue the old music.
Today they have... Oh, I love this music. Today they have... today they have, like, it's very strict rules. The companies know what they're doing. The retailers know what they're doing. 80s and 90s, everyone was still figuring it out. So you could just take games back indefinitely. Finally, they were like, you can't do this anymore. And I was like, why?
You want to hate them for it, but they exist. They were around for 20 years, and now, like, oh, we made $1 billion accidentally last year. What happened? Oh, you cut out your return policy.
Yeah.
Whoopsie daisy.
I don't feel. I have no remorse for GameSpot at all.
Nope.
GameStop. At
GameStop.
All.
Spot. Love those guys.
But I love about four of those guys. GameStop, like. They fucking rape you over the coals every time, like, kicking and screaming.
There will be a time when I'm going to ask you, all of you, to don Guy Fawkes mask and go at your GameSpot.
I think that's all I got.
Oh, well, it's time for the teases. Who's ready? Fine, I am. I have worst music cameo appearances, blah, 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 which nobody fucking looked at.
Yes, they did. That went up last week.
Whatever. Still teasing it.
All right.
I'd really like you guys to... I never ask you guys to dig stuff because it really seems like you don't like to do that or I'm not involved in dig, but there's a top 10 Talk Radar moments, and if there was any ever a time to dig an article, that'd be it, so we can get better equipment, all this stuff. I'll improve the podcast that you guys like. And next week, I think I'll be in LA for Midnight Club, Call of Duty... Spider-Man Web of Shadows and James Bond? This really shouldn't be all on my shoulders.
It sounds like I'm going to be editing the podcast next week.
I hope so.
Which will be the first time ever, so dear shit God.
This will be interesting.
Spoken like a gentleman.
I'll be there, like Michael Jackson.
I think it's the Jackson 5, is it not?
Yeah,
it is.
Old people!
Right. Spatterson. Oh my god. I should have said you for last. You're my favorite tease.
Alright. No, I'll just replug the Rock Band 2 video. That's going up today because it's Friday and you're listening to the podcast. Yeah. You'll notice four famous faces from The Office and this podcast on it. And it was really cool. For next week, I don't think I have anything going up, but I'm working on another secret video project. Oh, also I had this week, four reasons SmackDown, WWE SmackDown is really cool or something like that. Read that too, if you like or give a shit about wrestling. Brett!
I am making a very song-related article that will be good for podcasts because then we can listen to the songs and talk about them. What is that face? What is that face?
I forgot to do something I'd planned on for so long. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm working on for next week, as well as Mega Man 9 stuff. I'm putting together a guide. I think I'm working on the review, just Mega Man 9 stuff and this music-related article that it's an article I've been wanting to write for about 2 years, and I'm just glad to finally get it off my chest. Charles? Barry?
Barry? I'll remind you, if you haven't already read the top 7 game-changing cheats, to go and check it out. It took a lot of hours of work on my part, and I was here very late many nights. So let's see, I have sometime next week, I think there'll be maybe this week, exclusive of Spider-Man Web of Shadows. There's an exclusive of Fable 2 coming up, and then another top 7 to do with puzzles of some kind. Ooh, puzzles.
That does remind me, I may have a farticle next week.
Oh, you do have the farticle.
With the first woman ever on our podcast?
Is that next week?
At least one female.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you mean, at least?
Huh?
At least one?
Yeah, I thought we were going to try to get a couple or something. I don't know.
I wish we had enough interns. You could just have an entire podcast with just interns.
Oh, that'd be great.
Just them running the show.
All right. Enough brainstorming. Michael, get you a teases.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow or yesterday, if you're listening to this on Friday, I'll be flying out to L.A. to see Resistance 2.
Yay!
So I don't know what we're going to do with that. Probably something. Probably something awesome.
Attaboy.
I'm also working on Monday's Top 7, which will showcase the wonderful work of a certain celebrated and beloved director and his many contributions to our community.
Yeah, here's what I got. Just little vocal tease. I think whatever Michael's doing, I almost feel like you're trying to make enemies.
Man,
really
fuck that guy.
I'm glad that it's genuine because I really think like after this he may.
I have some like okay. Most of the people on the internet, and this is what's driving this article, they hate him and they have not seen most of his stuff. I have seen all of his fucking movies, and they all fucking suck.
Well, now there's no mystery about who it is.
Spielberg, watch out.
Yeah. Because now, what are you going to say next week when we record?
Fuck you, Michael Bay. I'll say that again.
Oh, God, did you see that?
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. Somebody give a I love you message. Warm, endearing message to the people.
Our famous reader, Tweeshart, made us a wallpaper. You should check
love
it out.
Love you, Tweeshart. And you too, I want a penguin. Thank you.
Oh, we got a wallpaper. You're for all the T-dards out there.
Yeah.
myself